Okay. So what memory came up while we were tapping?
Yeah, so the same memory, being in the lab, working, you know, and with these people, you know, they're pushing me and trying to, you know, because they have a reason. They have a reason, and it's not especially professional reasons.
Okay, let's go with
personality or jealousy or something.
Okay, are we ready? Even though they aren't acting very professionally. And I wish they'd burp instead.
Every time they want to talk to me.
Like that. I wish they'd get the burps.
I
wish I could tap it right into them.
Anytime they were going to speak.
Unprofessionally.
And emotionally.
I wish they'd just start burping.
And not stop.
That would be truly fun. All my problems would be solved.
They could never say anything ugly.
Anything totally inappropriate.
Totally immature.
And things that aren't even valid. Even though I can't fix them. And I can't transfer my burp to them. Even though I really want to, I want to love and accept myself anyway. Even though these people act like high schoolers. Sorry, Simone. I thought about it right when it came out. But I'm sure she knows which ones I mean. Who just seem to need to feel bad about something. Even if they make it up. These drama queens. I wish they were burp queens. Wouldn't it be lovely? If I no longer had to carry all this burping response to all this crazy drama that doesn't even have anything to do with me. Even though it's around me, directed towards me. The truth is, it doesn't have anything to do with me.
If I disappeared tomorrow,
they'd do it to someone else.
It has nothing to do with me.
I'm sure I'm just going to belch it out anyway. You know, I've always been the wimpiest burper ever. And you know, the boys, my brothers and everybody could always make themselves burp. Mm-hmm. I just can't get that good one.
Yeah, now you got it.
So, you know. I'm sorry that I can't even, you know, get a 10 out of there.
Yeah.
I want it. I'm telling you, it's like right here. So, you know, if you're going to do it, it's like embarrassing to be so wimpy with it. Sorry.
Give her beer.
All right. Even though. I can't even burp and get it over with. That would be good, too. Anytime they bring their stinky energy, their immature emotions into the workplace,
it would be fun.
If they would start burping.
And couldn't stop.
I would love to wish that.
On every unprofessional.
Spiteful person. And wouldn't it be nice? If my body could relax now. People are people. And some people will always say, always think, always feel. Whatever it is they feel that makes them be mean.
And unprofessional.
And the truth is, it has nothing to do with me. So wouldn't it be lovely? If I could be at peace. This need to react to drama around me, directed at me. This need
to
bring that drama,
to bring that drama
into my body, no longer serves me. I don't even have to be there. And they have stinky energy. It has nothing to do with me. I want a magic force field. That's burp proof. And stinky energy proof. I want to look at these people. And I want to feel compassion.
I want to feel
in every cell of my body. Compassion
and unattachment
to their experience.
This need
to be pulled into
their drama
no longer serves me.
This need,
this habit
of letting their stinky energy
seep into my field
really doesn't serve me.
If it made it easier for them,
I'd gladly keep burping.
But the truth is,
no one's feeling better.
So wouldn't it be nice
if my body
could just let it go now?
If my body
could feel compassion
for their discomfort
that spews out of them
verbally,
emotionally,
and energetically.
I would like to keep
my energetic body
separate
from their stinky energy.
I'd like to see them,
have compassion for them,
and not buy into any of it.
It has nothing to do with me.
It never did.
And I want to forgive them.
And I want to forgive all parts of me
That are still believing.
I need everyone to like me.
It's just impossible.
Some people are never going to like me.
I want to be at peace anyway.
Some people will just not like me.
No matter what I do.
Maybe I remind them of someone.
Maybe I'm too short.
Too thin.
Too cute.
Have too many freckles.
I don't know.
It's not my concern.
Some people are not going to like me.
It's not my job
to be approved of
by everyone.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could pull all my energies,
all my thoughts,
all my emotions,
back to me
and all the people I do care about?
The truth is,
I don't even like these people.
I wonder why I care what they think.
I really don't like them.
I really wouldn't miss them.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could pull all my energies,
all my emotions,
all my thoughts
back into me
and stay focused
on who I am
and only interact
energetically
with those I care about.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Good girls don't do that.
We need everyone to like us.
We have to make sure everyone feels good.
No matter what I do,
they're never going to feel good.
So I'd like to let that go.
And I'd like to forgive.
My mother,
society,
my teachers,
my peers,
anyone and everyone,
that's helped me believe,
everyone should like me.
I want to be at peace.
No matter what other people think.
No matter what other people feel.
I want to be at peace.
Anyway.
And I deeply
and completely
want to love and accept myself
right where I am.
Okay, big deep breath.